So I have John and Jamie Clark coming, their husband-wife team. They have a huge, huge amount of like SEO experience individually and also together. It's pretty insane, actually. We'll go through it. I'll talk to them about it. But I thought it'd be fun to maybe do this like SEO competition, Kahoot style, with them. So hopefully you'll enjoy the competition, the Kahoot between the two. I think I made it pretty funny. I hope so. Hope you enjoy it. And then I hope you enjoy the interview. They have crazy amount of rich experience in SEO and SEM. Years and years and years and years of experience there. And it might be fun to interview a husband-wife team. They work at different companies, but they have, I think, their own agency. We'll see. The last person, husband-wife team we actually interviewed in the SEO space was Marie and Dave Davies from Beanstalk. So this should be fun. Looking forward to it. So I have Jamie and John here. We're doing a quick SEO trivia session to see who's a better SEO, although the questions aren't really related to who's better or not at SEO. But we'll see. We'll see what the game comes up with. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. This should be a little bit fun. Let's see how it goes. Thanks, Jamie and John, for doing this. Which came first, panda or penguin?
All right, I got it.
We got it.
You both got it right?
Yep.
All right, good. Who is Google guy? You can pick from one of these answers. It was Matt Cutts, the original Google guy, yeah. Kind of like a secret. Yeah, it's an old thing. Most people did. He was very secretive for a while. All right, so you're both pretty doing well with the tide, almost. Who invented Google Search Console and Webmaster Tools? This is really old trivia. Oh, excellent. Vanessa Fox. All right, let's move on to the next question. It's pretty close.
Picked up some points.
We used her next tool.
Oh, that's why. Which search engine launched disavow file tool first? It was actually Bing. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Nobody. Wow. Hopefully, I'm right. If I'm wrong, you can let me know in the comments.
Bing's like never first on anything. That's...
Yeah, that was one of the first things they were first on. Index Now, I guess, also. All right. True or false? Google Meta Update is a real Google update name that Google behind. False. Let's see who got that right. I made that name up and Gary and friends were not happy about that.
Man.
All right.
You're crushing me right now.
You have plenty of questions.
Just like one answer.
What percentage of the queries are new to Google on a daily basis?
My news days are not serving me.
Yeah, 15%. So you got
actually,
I thought it was 10.
It used to be 25, actually.
Wow.
But for the past 10 years, it's been 15. Who has more followers?
Is this guy?
On Twitter.
I'm going to...
Stanley Sullivan.
We're voting
for
you.
Yeah, we're giving you some credit.
I'm the second. I think I'm second on that list, I think, for now, until somebody else beats me. All right, next question. Who wrote more blog posts out of all those people? Yeah.
Yeah.
I take credit there.
Congratulations. Right.
Congratulations on that. I mean, that's really incredible. Yeah.
All right. That's the score right so far. We still have a bunch of questions left, so you still have time to redeem yourself. Who joined Google first? As an employee, I guess. I saw Marvin. Sorry for the typo, Ginny Marvin.
I'm right on this one, but I'm trying to get speed points.
It's John Mueller, actually. John Mueller actually joined several years before Gary, actually.
I knew it was one of those two.
All right, how are we doing with score? Pretty much the same. Let's keep going. Which Googler didn't write at Search Engine Land before? You'd be surprised how many Googlers actually have written at Search Engine Land. There's a bunch more down on this list. I spelled Ginny's name right here this time.
I'm guessing this one, in all honesty.
It's Paul Haar. He's never written at Search Engine Land. The other ones have. Daniel never was employed. He was a contributor. He actually worked at Google Analytics for a while.
Okay.
Kind of a trick question.
Fun facts.
All right, almost getting at the end. Which did Google acquire first? Now, this is a hard one. I had to look it up on Wikipedia. YouTube, Urchin, which is Google Analytics, Android or Fitbit?
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah, and the good thing is you're using your phone, so you can't cheat.
Exactly.
The answer is Google Analytics. Android was a little bit right after, I believe, Google Analytics. YouTube was way after, and Fitbit was after that, I believe, if I remember correctly.
I remember working with Urchin before they got acquired. Yeah.
Before that was Logfiles, remember that?
Yeah.
All right, we're getting, he's really breaking away with the score here.
I know. I'm embarrassed here. I'm very competitive, so this isn't sitting well.
All right, so how much does Google pay Apple to be the default search engine on mobile Safari? $15 million, $15 billion, $15,000, $15. Oh, I bet you it's not $15. So. Yep, $15 billion. It's a lot of money, right?
Yeah. It definitely is. You're still crushing me. Oh, man.
You just gotta pick one.
All right, the questions get interesting. What does Google call the clickable link in the search results page? Title tag, title link, snippet, or title headline?
What does Google call it?
Google call it. Not what we call it. Because we can call whatever we want, but.
I think I have this right. Found it confusing.
Title link. It's brand new. They just named it a couple years ago.
No. I put snippet.
Oh.
It's part of the snippet, but the title link is the clickable link in the snippet. All right, so. Not that it matters, I mean, but that's what they call it. Which never existed in Google? Authorship. Domain authority, rel next prev, or rel sponsor links. That was easy, I guess. Nice. Although a lot of SEOs messed that up, so.
It's always fun trying to explain that to clients.
Yes. All right, you're still leading.
Gotta close this gap.
Got some more questions left. According to Google, you optimize your site for rank brain. Is that true or false? Good.
I know you're faster, though, so.
Let's see where the score is at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there seems some slight delay in this iPad that I'm screening off of. According to Google, is there an EAT score, true or false? There is an EAT score, true or false?
Really? It's false.
There is no EAT score.
Huh. Okay.
There you go. That's gonna bring it to let's see where this gets you.
Over the hump?
I get I.
Well, you have three right in a row.
Well,
but I'm still not beating you.
All right, we're getting closer. Hopefully,
you got next left.
This is a quiz question. What does YMYL stand for in SEO? Young and Lycos.
Lycos.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had to find something that was so I got them all in there. All right. Let's see how the score is going. All right, still about a 1,000 point gap. Next question, true or false? SEO is dead. False, okay. Yeah, I think it's not looking good for you.
I got a streak of five. Only one more.
One more question. You guys ready for the last question?
Make a break.
Gosh. This is a drop of quiz. Who is better? Who's a better SEO?
Oh, gosh.
I wonder who you voted for each other or for yourselves?
I voted for her.
I voted for him because I had a feeling he was going to vote for
me. There's no wrong answer, though they both were actually, correct.
Nice.
All right, let's see who won at the end. Well, there's no third place winner, but I'm not sure who this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I guess we know who's the better SEO.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cool. All right, thanks for playing. Hope you enjoy this game show. We should do this more often. I think that was pretty fun. All right, so let's get into the interviews.